I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 12th. Rockland police responding to the area of Deering Square on a report of gunshots just after 9:30 last night. Upon arrival, officers discovered a man had been shot and that the suspect, described as a man dressed in all black, had left the area. Rockland police officers, along with the State Police Air Wing K-9, Hingham K-9, and drone units searched the area but could not find the suspect. Police say the shooting does appear to be a targeted attack. Anybody with information about the shooting, including information involving suspicious vehicles in the area of Deering Square and Winding Way during the hours of 8 to 11 p.m. last night, are asked to contact Rockland Police. An Abington man is facing multiple charges after crashing into two parked cars in Holbrook Square last Saturday night. Police say 26-year-old Douglas Silva Suarez was speeding on the wrong side of Route 37 in Holbrook Square when the pickup truck he was driving crashed into two parked cars and then burst into flames. A police officer pulled Suarez from the burning vehicle. He was taken to South Shore Hospital for treatment. Suarez now facing charges that include negligent operation, speeding, leaving the scene of a property damage crash, and other violations. He'll be summoned to Quincy District Court at a later date. An officer was also hospitalized for smoke inhalation. Trevor Williams has been appointed the new president and CEO of the South Shore YMCA. Board of Directors has named Williams to succeed Paul Gorman when Gorman retires at the end of the year after 16 years of service to the South Shore Y and 30 years of service to the YMCA organization. And Williams joined the South Shore Y in 2020 as the chief operating officer with 20 years of service to the Y organization. The board says Williams helped navigate the Y through the pandemic and has overseen $21 million in capital investment projects. A retirement party for Gorman will be held next month. Well, Quincy marked Veterans Day yesterday with the annual parade and ceremony. Spectators and participants braved the icy winds to line the parade route from Quincy Center to the World War II Memorial at Marymount Park to thank veterans for their service. Veterans groups, police and fire department color guards, and the Quincy North Quincy Marching Band were among the units in the parade. This year's guest speaker, retired Army Sergeant and Quincy Police Officer Thomas Lester, spoke about his service in Iraq and about how a colleague took his own life while suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Quincy Veteran Services Officer Christine Cugini also urged any veteran experiencing depression to reach out for help. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health, in partnership with the Attorney General's Office, has launched a new public health campaign to support young adults across Massachusetts to quit vaping and stop using other tobacco or nicotine products. The campaign, called "This Ad Won't Make You Quit Vaping," aims to reach 18 to 24-year-olds who vape or use other nicotine products, including pouches, and then connect them with free, trusted quitting support. According to the 2023 Massachusetts Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, 14% of young adults vape. And according to a national 2024 study from Truth Initiative, nearly half express a desire to quit. The campaign meets young people where they are with messaging that highlights the mental health benefits of quitting and introduces them to resources that are free and ready when they are, framing support as empowering. The campaign's funded through the settlement the Attorney General's Office reached with Juul Labs in 2023, holding the company accountable for its role in fueling the youth vaping epidemic. Research shows many young adults turn to nicotine to try to manage anxiety or stress, but nicotine can make those feelings worse. A recent study indicates vaping cessation is associated with improved quality of life and mental health among U.S. adults. Two Republican Massachusetts lawmakers are pushing to crack down on organized street takeovers through a new bill. The legislation would authorize the seizure of participating vehicles. It would also increase the $150 fine for disturbing the peace and disorderly conduct to up to $500 and allow potential jail time for masked participants. South Coast Representative Christopher Markey filed the bill that's been referred to the Joint Committee on the Judiciary. It was co-sponsored by Cape Cod Representative Stephen Exaros. Exaros, who has 40 years of experience in law enforcement, said he's been concerned about groups blocking roads and doing donuts in communities across Massachusetts for years. He said the fiery scene in Boston's South End last month involving more than 100 people, fireworks, and a torched police cruiser elevated those concerns. Representative Markey believes the seizure of a participant's prized possession, increased fines, and possible jail time would send a stern message and address the imminent danger. 15 other states have already passed laws that specifically make street takeovers illegal. Two teenage suspects from Rhode Island were the only ones arrested in October's fiery street takeover in the South End. Governor Healey subsequently announced a zero tolerance to street takeovers in Massachusetts. According to Healey, first weekend of a crackdown on street takeovers in October resulted in 7 arrests, 20 criminal summons, 232 civil citations, 74 warnings, 15 vehicles towed, 2 vehicles seized, and 1 stolen car recovered. People will have an opportunity to share their opinions about the new bill at a public hearing that has not yet been scheduled. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 559 points. The NASDAQ dropped 58. The S&P rose 14. World stocks have advanced, with markets in Europe and most of Asia higher after the Dow hit a fresh record, as technology shares appeared to recover from last week's swoon over the future of artificial intelligence. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $60 a barrel. And sports, Bruins beat Toronto 5-3. They'll be in Ottawa tomorrow night at 7. Celtics lose to the Sixers 102-100, and they will host the Memphis Grizzlies, the Garden, tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mainly cloudy, the high of 45 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, at a high 48. Sunshine returns on Friday, the high of 45, and a sunny 44 for a high on Saturday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, southwesterly winds 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots, and a high tide 4:58 p.m. Sunrise 6:31, sets at 4:24. Traffic note, Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Wednesday at 2 p.m., Thursday at 9 a.m. Also, there is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy today through Saturday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, November 12th.